Hello, my name is Connie D. This next piece I wrote in August of 2011, it addresses the Occupy movement. It's called Good Morning America. Good morning, America. Good morning, Starbucks. Venti me. I'm going for the bypass tomorrow. I woke up today and all my size 12s turned into 4s and I can't get the zipper up. I may need EMS to resuscitate me from this goddamned war that's killing all of our men and women. And I'm asking, Mr. President, what's it all for? I want off this roller coaster. I want Opie and Andy to call I Love Lucy and tell her that marrying Ricky is a big mistake, that Ethel is a cow, and Fred is really a serial killer. Good morning, America. I need a Zen moment. A place to exhale all the garbage from my black lungs coughed up in the trenches of foreign wars that I can't afford because my credit just went down the tubes and needs a banker, a little gold to back me up, prevent my guts from being blown up in the chopper in a bombed-out country that hires kids as mercenaries. What the hell is it for, Mr. Senator? Good morning, America. Stop the bullshit. The crying soap opera raging about the streets of London, the famine in Mogadishu. Don't you see that we are all in this together? We need a plan. We need Mr. Spock to beam down and give us the logical answer before the alien High Council sends us to a frozen prison planet. Because no one here is innocent. Good morning, America. Let's toast our Statue of Liberty one last time before China calls in her note. Before the polar ice cap melts, the Earth stops resettling, and before Voyager reaches its final destination. Good morning, America. Today is the day we resurrect God. Meet those ancient aliens who designed the giant stone monoliths that litter the planet like a Burma Shave ad for space travel. Magnets to foreign collectors from a far-off galaxy who will surely look up in their ancient texts, calculating the odds of contracting the human infection and inoculating their crews for a close encounter of a shitty kind. Good morning, America. Wake up. We are being consumed by a sinkhole, a malfunction in the Earth's crust, sliding, suffocating, obsessed, and arrogant, and our time is running out. Pardon me. Excuse my partisan ass, Mr. Speaker, but America is pissed off, and we were wondering when you people on Capitol Hill will get up off your rich collective butts and do what you were elected for, which is to speak for the people, because we are tired of swallowing your sovereign agendas, and we're not going to finance them anymore.